Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
But let's talk footy. Yesterday, the Raiders beat the Cowboys 14 points to 12 up there at the new stadium in Townsville, which looked very roughed up. I thought I was watching an 80s game for a minute there. Let's talk about it with one of the Canberra players who's joining us on the line. Elliot Whitehead, welcome to the Sunday Sin Bin.
Thanks for having me. Good afternoon.
Yeah, nice to get a win up there, mate.
Yeah, definitely. Look, it was a long day yesterday, travelling up and that, and, you know, with the conditions as well, it was good to get the 2 points.
What time do you end up getting back by the time you're home, Elliot?
Oh, last night, I think we arrived in Canberra at 12 o'clock, so we're in a bit of a rush from the changing rooms to the plane, just in case the fog settled in Canberra. Otherwise, we'd have had to be diverted to Wollongong, so we got home just in time.
How long a day is it for you guys?
Pretty long. Like, obviously, we left at 10 o'clock yesterday, and, you know, then we didn't get home until 12 o'clock, so it's a long day. It's dragged out, but, you know, our medical staff and stuff do the best to look after us. We have all this Normatex and stuff, like compression stuff when we get to the ground, and food and that there. So they do their best to look after us and try to have as routine as good as we can have it. But yeah, it does affect your routine a little bit, yeah.
Big question is there beers on the way home if you win?
Yeah, definitely. Otherwise, it's a long trip home. If not, we'd get the win so we could have the beers.
Oh, Sticky, we love you.
So Elliot, the right edge last night, Johnny Bateman made his return to the NRL for the season, and we immediately saw the benefit he provides. That right edge looks nice and stiff last night, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Look, John's a quality player. He showed all last year what he is for our team, and, you know, to have him back, just great for that right side. I think gives him a bit more confidence in that. I thought Curtis had a great game as well yesterday, so hopefully they can keep clicking and just keep getting better and better now.
The other bloke who was outstanding was Jordan Rapana. Gee, he was involved in everything. What did you think of his performance playing fullback?
Yeah, he's another quality player, and, you know, I won't end of it today. He'll be telling me all day that he played good. But at fullback, you know, he did his job, and, you know, I don't know how long he'll be there. I know Chan isn't too far away from coming back from injury, so but I'm sure Rapper will do a great job while he's there.
Elliot, just take us into the mindset of the Raiders at the moment, because you came into the season as obviously the grand finals from last year, and everybody expected you to go that one step further. And then you suffered a few significant injuries at certain players, particularly the hooker, Josh Hodgson. But I know there's certainly no lack of confidence in Ricky Stewart and what he thinks the team is capable of. Just tell us the mindset of the Raiders at the moment.
Yeah, look, we've got a lot of belief in the squad that we've got. I know we've got a lot of key players out at the moment, but, you know, the young kids that have been coming in have been doing a great job for us. So I know we recruited Corey as well, and he's just going to be a great addition to our squad too. So we'll just keep plodding away and hopefully keep getting the wins, and hopefully be there at the end of the year.
And we had a lot of fun here, Elliot, with the fact that Ben Cummins was on the same plane as you guys. How was that? Did you chat with him? Did you offer him a triangle of your Toblerone? Did you have a beer with him? Did you talk to him at all?
Nah, I've been getting told off for talking to referees, so Sticky told me not to sell it to him, so I just left.
And now we know why he doesn't like the Raiders.
Yeah. Well, did Ricky say g'day to him?
No, I think he just stayed up front of the plane. Ben Cummins didn't go too far back. So.
Yeah. What about rolling forward? Round 13, you play the Panthers. They're on top of the competition. What are you expecting, and do you think that you will get any more of the injured brigade back?
I'm not too sure. I think we just lost Semi as well as a Fijian kid who's on the wing. I think he might be out for a few weeks. So that's another injury to his case. But I think Michael Oldfield ain't too far back from coming back from injury either. So, but going on to Penrith, you know, they're probably the informed team in the competition. And Nathan Cleary's playing really good and controlling their game really well. So, you know, it's going to be a big game. And, you know, like I said, though, we've got the belief and confidence. We can beat them and get the 2 points. But, you know, I thought at the weekend we were a bit scruffy around the ruck area, so we're going to have to fix that up going into this weekend.
How quickly do you guys adjust to that? So when you notice something's wrong in your game, and does it generally take just the following weekend to get that right, or does it sometimes take a few weeks to get it right?
You want to fix it up as fast as you can, so we'll be working on that like probably Tuesday, Wednesday as defence and stuff, and, you know, it'll be in back of his head then all week, so hopefully we can fix that up and help us get the 2 points.
When you look at the way the impact of the rule changes this year, Elliot, I think everybody really loved the way that the Raiders attacked and went about their footy last year. And this year, correct me if I'm wrong here, but the rule changes seem to have encouraged a lot of other teams to also take a leaf out of your book and start playing a little bit more expansive footy and start to play a little bit more second phase footy. Do you think the rule changes helped the Raiders, or has it just brought everyone a little bit closer to you?
I agree with you. I think a lot of teams are chancing their arms a little bit more, and you know they're throwing the ball around a little bit more. And I think for us, we've had a lot of injuries, and as attack probably hasn't been as fluent as it has been over the past couple of years. So it's something that we really need to work on as well. You know, pushing into these final games, back end of the season, towards the finals. So we'll be somewhat looking to work on. And but his main thing is defence, and I think we're doing well in his defence. We're keeping teams like 2-3 tries, and as long as we can score more than them, then obviously we win.
What do you think about the NRL doing things like allowing Sonny Bill Williams to come back and shifting rules here and there? And obviously we're seeing the young kid, you probably don't know too much about him, at South Sydney. He's 16 years old. They're trying to get the rule changed to allow him to play NRL next season at 17 rather than 18. Do you think that's fair, or do you think that the NRL's got to stay consistent on this?
I think, to bring Sonny Bill back into the game is massive for the competition, and, you know, he's a big name, superstar. So to have him back, I think that's good. With the young kid, I probably have to disagree with that one. You know, he's probably bigger than some of the other kids, but it's a totally different game once you step up to NRL, and obviously he's only young and stuff still. So I'd probably have to disagree on that one.
All right, while I'm taking you around the world, I want to ask you about this. The RFL in England, the Super League, have announced changes to the game when they resume. They'll be getting rid of scrums. What do you think of that?
That's when I get my break, so I need scrums.
No break.
I'm not sure how that's going to work. You know, I don't know if it'll speed the game up, because obviously it must have to speed the game up. So they'll have maybe NRL looking at that in the future as well. But sure, they can watch Super League and see how it goes over there.
Yeah, well, they're also taking the six again rule, which everyone agrees has been a real benefit to the game here. But it's going to be fascinating watching rugby league without scrums. Although I question the motive, which is all because of the COVID-19 pandemic. I can't see how getting rid of scrums for risk of infection is going to really work when you're tackling each other as well.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. Obviously, yeah, like you said, you're tackling each other, so.
So we were hoping you'd explain that to us, being from England.
I'm not sure. I've been here too long now, so.
Yeah. No, it's a tough one. But I tell you what, it's going to be interesting watching the games there, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. But I think that starts up again tonight. So it's good that they're starting up again as well. So good luck to all the teams there.
All right. Best of luck, Elliot. And next week you got the Panthers, so it doesn't get any easier.
No, definitely not. But I'm sure we'll be all right.
All right, mate. Elliot Whitehead joining us on, thanks, mate, on Sunday Triple M NRL Cup.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.